St. Joe's Q Country 92.7. It's late afternoons with Travis Dodge. David Lee Murphy joining us this afternoon as we're preparing for this Saturday night. He's going to be in concert at River Bluff Brewing on Frederick Avenue in downtown St. Joe. Tickets available. Find out all the details about the show in the concert and events section of myqcountry.com. So, David, of course, you've had albums throughout when your first one came out and up until now with No Zip Code, kind of intermittently there. What was that transition phase there? What was kind of that decision-making for you of saying, hey, you know, when you were recording your stuff and you were performing and cutting albums, saying, hey, I'm going to switch over more and do the songwriting thing and then coming back? What was kind of that decision process there?
Well, part of, I mean, a lot of the artist part from the 90s was just, you know, I'd been doing it for several years and my kids were little, and I just decided I want to stay home. I mean, it's a grind being out on the road when they're little, you know, little bitty kids. And I just made a decision that I want to stay home, and by staying home, it let me write songs more and write every day, as opposed to like maybe just writing on a Monday or a Tuesday and then going back out on the road. And so by staying home and writing songs, I wrote a bunch of songs for a bunch of other people, and which is really fun. And we'll do those songs Saturday night, which is kind of fun too. We'll do all those songs like Big Green Tractor and You're Gonna Kiss Me or Not and Pirate Flag and Only Way I Know. And we just do a bunch of songs you'll be familiar with at the show. But just staying at home and writing all those songs, it was a great time for me. There was just several years, and what made me come back and do it again was Kenny. I mean, if it wouldn't have been for him, I might not have made another record right now. I mean, people had asked me about making records, but to make that commitment to make a record and go out on the road and promote it like you have to, I was having more fun staying home writing songs. And but then when Kenny asked me about making a record, that was just the perfect opportunity for me to make another record and go back out on the road. And like I said a while ago, I got to tour, you know, with Kenny a couple of times over the years, last summer doing the stadium shows. And then this spring we did a whole tour together, and I had my band and we did an opening slot on his tour. So all those things combined, it was just like, man, this is a perfect situation for me to make a new record. And especially with a great friend of mine, somebody that I just enjoy being, you know, hanging around with. I mean, we go way back, so it's just fun hanging with your buddies making music, you know.
Yeah, it's not work, that's for sure.
No, it's when you get to do your hobby, and you know that's your job. A lot of times people go, well, what's your hobby? And my hobby is playing music. And fortunately, it's my job, too. So I love it.
Now, with all of the writing of songs, when you were preparing for No Zip Code, and you've written so many songs, what is it that sets a song apart where you're like, okay, I just wrote this song, or I've got this collection of songs that I'm going to let other people hear these so that if they want to record them, that's fine. But these select few, these are for me. What decides that?
Yeah, that's pretty funny too, because like there's songs on my record, on this new No Zip Code record, like Voice of Reason, which are like old school country that nobody would probably record nowadays, but it's just a song that I always loved. And you know, it's almost like Bakersfield, you know, it's like Buck Owens or something. Nobody's gonna like a lot of the younger guys nowadays, that's not what's on their list of things to record. So I had some songs that were just like personal favorites of mine that were not like what you would call like commercial country right now. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to do some songs like that were not like mainstream, like something that you would hear all the time on the radio. That would just be something different. And, you know, just a little bit of variety for people that wanted to hear something different.
Definitely, that is so awesome.
But I write the other stuff all the time, so, and you know, that's fun for me too, and I love it. I mean, it's like I've got songs coming out here by different artists, and you know, that are like current country sounding records. But I just want to put some things on here that were like, you know, kind of 90s-ish, And then some things that were even like a little more retro sounding, you know, something that just wasn't right down the pike. And it was something that was just a little fun.
Definitely. It's always good to mix it up and keep it fresh. You know, if you keep doing the same thing all the time, sometimes you get in a rut and you got to change it up a little bit. I completely understand.
It's just fun.
Yeah.
It's just fun. You know, we're just having fun.
David Lee Murphy joining us, and he's going to be in concert Saturday night at River Bluff Brewing for the summer concert series. It is going to be an awesome show. I can't wait. We've got one more moment of time with David Lee Murphy still to come here on Q Country, so stick around.